It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. What's going on at the library, you say? Well, you picked the right day to listen to Central Iowa Today. Library Director Sarah Rosenblum joins us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, Ken.
Are you keeping busy at the old library?
We are. We are seeing the numbers grow, I would say, every day. We're now open 7 days a week.
I've heard that, but not everybody has,
Everybody has. So we are open 7 days a week. Right now, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays and Sundays, 1 to 5. And then we will extend our hours starting after Labor Day, and then we'll be in the regular hours for, hopefully, fingers crossed,
For the foreseeable future. So tell them what the regular hours are after Labor Day.
After Labor Day will be 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday, and that's Monday through Friday. So we're actually adding an hour on Friday. So the hours will be the same Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5. I'm a real believer in keeping the hours very uniform. I know sometimes with our smaller libraries in Iowa, you know, they have to do a lunch closure, but I want people to mostly, you know, if you're running errands on Saturday, you know, I don't want you to have to struggle to think, oh, the library is this on Saturday, this on Sunday. So, but again, please, you know, if you've got some questions about hours, please let me know.
So how much percentage-wise back to normal do you think the library is in the wake of last year?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. Maybe 65%.
That's now, not bad.
Yeah, I'm basing that on a lot of things. Like, you know, we're not seeing the same physical foot traffic, but we're seeing a lot of virtual traffic. Mm-hmm. And I've had people tell me they're now a virtual library patron, means they download everything. We're still seeing a lot of people that like curbside, which we're thrilled about. Curbside is going to stay.
Right.
You know, we haven't really started any adult programming, although today we have a book discussion. So, you know, those are things that we haven't factored back in. We still have some furniture that's not yet available. So, you know, I mean, I'm just rough guessing.
65%. Well, that's okay. It's an educated guess from you, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'd be better than me trying to take a guess at it. There's no doubt about it. You mentioned the book reading club or whatever tonight, All Iowa Reads. Can I talk about that? Because that's this afternoon.
It is this afternoon. It is at 5:30 today, All Iowa Reads. Every year there's a book chosen by a committee, and actually an adult book. I think maybe they do a YA and a children's book. This year's book is Nicholas Baker's Little Faith, which I have just finished recently. Even if you haven't read the book, we'd be thrilled to have you come down and you can hear about the book. And it might, I have to say that it wasn't something I normally would have picked up. And it's an Iowa writer. He lives in Eau Claire. And it's set in the Midwest in a small town, much smaller than Marshalltown. And it's a very, you know, will make you think about things. It is a novel. And so I would love to see you or, you know, stop by and pick up a copy if you, you know, maybe you couldn't make it to the book discussion. But yes, so kind of one of one of the very first adult things that we've brought back. We certainly had some children programming going on the last few weeks.
Sure. And you've got more. I know Joe Lavelle, your youth librarian, always working away on things. And I know she's really embraced over the last several years things related to STEM.
Yes. Joe has got some upcoming STEM programs. I know we've partnered with Emerson, our neighbor next door. There's stuff about space. So, yes. So, definitely go to our website, marshalltownlibrary.org, or call the youth department or stop in and talk to Joe or one of her team. But there's some really fascinating things going on. And we've been doing story time outside. It was very hot yesterday. We brought her story time inside. We had an amazing puppet presentation, but yes.
You know, and the thought just occurred to me, and I don't know why this one popped into my brain, so I'm hopefully I don't throw you too much of a curve, but in regrouping, let's put it that way, post-pandemic, is the library still subscribing to as many newspapers and getting newspapers in there? Because I know before the pandemic, you know, you could walk into the library, you know, over the years, and you'd see you know, you'd see a lot of folks sitting there, you know, thumbing through newspapers, not only just, you know, the Times, Republican, or the Register, but papers from around the country. Still, are folks beginning to do that again, or have they just continued?
Really, we've seen a pretty sharp drop off, not even due to COVID. We did carry some papers from like Chicago Tribune and Minneapolis paper, mm-hmm. And a couple of papers in Iowa. I will have to say the costs have gotten very, very high. Some of the subscriptions are like $700. And so We have not renewed some of them, but we have digital subscriptions. Now, I know not everybody's a digital reader, and we still have a good number of magazines. Some of the magazines, they stop publishing, you know, every year we get a notice. But no, you won't see as many people, but certainly the Register, the Wall Street Journal, the Times Republican, people do like to come and still read that, and then they browse. I mean, we have a lot of people, it's kind of part of their week. Maybe they come to the library, they go get coffee, but things are somewhat different. I mean, some things change, and then I don't know if things ever really change, but yes.
Well, and just, you know, one more that, you know, and you're still seeing more and more virtual or digital traffic with folks doing that. I know you hear from some folks that say, well, I can just sit at home and do it now. But, you know, there is that social aspect of going to the library as well.
There is a huge social aspect. And I think especially for maybe our folks that are retired, that live alone, maybe they're widowed or, you know, single. I mean, I know a lot of them. It's a really important part of my team know their names and they know their grandchildren. So I think people just like to come in and chat for a few minutes, even with the contactless self-checkout system, which seems to be going really well. You know, people still, you know, they want to ask Katie, you know, oh, what book should I read now? Or, you know, I want to get something from my neighbor. So, you know, but yeah, the library is definitely heart, you know, community is at the heart of our library, and we're just thrilled when people make us a regular stop.
Well, I know you have one thing that you're trying to fill, and that is a vacancy on your board of trustees. What are you looking for? Might be a better way to put it.
We do have a vacancy. So the library board, it's a governing board, so it's slightly different from other city departments. The board is actually appointed by the mayor, and the council approves it. It's a board of 7, 6 city residents, and 1 county resident. So the vacancy I have right now is a C resident. It's 18 or older. And, you know, the state likes you to keep a gender balance. So this happens to be for a gentleman. If we can't make a good faith effort and we can't find a gentleman, then we can appoint a lady to the board. But so I'm looking for a gentleman. I would love to get a younger man, maybe, a young father or something like that. I mean, but, you know, if you have, and you don't have to be a huge library user, but hopefully you're somebody who would be very interested in supporting the library. It is being an advocate. Mm-hmm. It is a governing board. The board does hire me and, you know, they could tell me any point that I'm at what's called an at-will employee.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah. So, but it's, you know, it's not a terribly onerous board. It's usually once a month, the third Tuesday of the month from about 5 to 6. Occasionally we'll go to maybe 6:15 or 6:30 if there's a long, long discussion. There's no financial component to the board. Like some boards, you're expected to fundraise. But I think being on the library board is a great way. And sometimes people see it as kind of a way to get into local, you know, maybe they want to do more in local government, maybe run for city council. So this is kind of a way to get your feet wet. Love to get, you know, somebody younger, diverse in our community. I'm open to anybody. Right now I've had several inquiries. Unfortunately, they're all wonderful people, but they're all county residents. Mm. I mean, we're all a county resident.
Sure.
But, this particular opening is for a city resident. So.
Do you have a deadline you've got to hit on that?
No. But I mean, I'd hope to get somebody appointed in the next month or two. Then they fill out the application and then the mayor will, you know, bless it and then, you know, just gets appointed at council. But, you know, it's a great thing. And you know, if you have any questions or if you know somebody, please, contact me, give me their name and contact details.
All righty. book sales. You've got all kinds of little sales going on, not to mention the return of the biggie. Tell us about that.
We've been doing some thematic book sales. So I think right now we're doing DVDs. We got some amazing DVDs for sale this week. And then starting this weekend, I believe, is going to be historical fiction. I think after that, maybe coffee table books. You might be able to stock up on an early Christmas gift. And then the weekend after Labor Day will be kind of the return of the large book sale in the big room. So Friday night will be the Friends preview. So if you're not a member of the Friends of the Library, you can join. It's not too costly, and you get your first pick of all the wonderful books there. And then Saturday and Sunday, you know, we'll have the typical book sale. I don't think we're doing the Collector's Corner this year, but we'll do it again because we do have some lovely items. We just really don't right now have enough time to do all that. But so again, all the proceeds help us buy new materials. We're going to have some really great things for sale. We've had a lot of generous people. A lot of people did a lot of cleaning, as we know, during this period.
And some of us are still trying to do that.
Yeah, of course, we have our daily sale. We've got great, what I call premium paperbacks. Those are larger paperbacks. They sell those at the Des Moines Airport for $9.99. You can buy one, maybe the same title, for $1 at the Marshalltown Library. We get a lot of people are going off to their summer homes, maybe they're in a smaller town, and they'll stock up a couple of boxes of books. So, yeah.
Is there anything new as far as the digital offerings? I mean, you know, you've got such a wide variety there. I don't know if there's been anything new along in that area or not recently.
We're actually waiting. The state every 5 years purchases some of the digital resources, and I don't know why. Well, probably like everybody, they've just been short-staffed. So there will be some changes, but I honestly don't know. Katie's actually on that state committee, but she's very locked up her mouth. So she's very good about not doing that. She takes very seriously, so she should.
Good.
The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Consumer Reports. Mm-hmm. I'm always reminding people, you wake up on Sunday morning, you got to replace that refrigerator. You know, you can go online with your library card, so get your library card.
Yes. Bookmobile. I know you're excited about the prospect of getting a bookmobile next year, and you're fundraising for it.
We are. We're very excited that we're going to be purchasing a bookmobile. We hope to see it here sometime next spring, you know, like everything, the manufacturing. We are raising some funds for the bookmobile. And we also are going to be building an accessory building to house the bookmobile to keep it safe, both from the elements and anything unsavory. But we are excited to take the library to the community. So we'll be taking it to the schools. We'll be taking it to assisted living, the veterans home. We're going to go to the farmers market and roll out carts on canning. We're going to take it into the Oktoberfest parade. I'm very excited about that. We just think this is a great way to bring the library out to the community. So if anybody would like to talk to, I've got kind of a mock-up of what it's going to look like. So we are looking to raise funds. We have, you know, some funds raised, but we, you know, certainly are looking if anybody would like to be interested in talking to me about it. We think it's going to be a great way, though, to bring even better library service here.
I've got to ask, how big of a bookmobile are you talking about?
It's at least 26 feet, maybe a little longer. So we actually rented a U-Haul so we could drive it around to see, like, I think we did well everywhere except one assisted living. We were a little nervous about the driveway, but we wanted to make sure that we could, especially the schools. And, you know, my team, it doesn't require a special license, but it's a large vehicle.
Sure.
I did not drive the U-Haul.
But no guts, no glory there, sir.
No guts, no glory. But we're very excited. It's going to have a big, colorful wrap on it. And it will also be a Wi-Fi hotspot so that, if there is some horrible thing that happened again, we'll be able to park it in a place and, you know, people will be able to come there and use the Wi-Fi capabilities.
We only about 20 seconds left. We haven't touched on Yoga on the Lawn. That is coming up when?
August 7th at 8:30 is the next one, and on the West Lawn. And we'd love to see you there.
Thanks, as always, for your time. We will talk again soon. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Sarah Rosenblum, Library Director of the Marshalltown Public Library, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.